Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the free C-Genesis eBook. This is a 19-page ebook about basic financial literacy, increasing productivity and achieving your financial goals. It's only 10 bucks. If you're not interested in a book about financial literacy, you can also visit this creator's YouTube channel. It's called Free C God, where he has scantily clad videos of attractive ladies, there to keep you entertained. Subscribe to his channel if you like them mommy milkers. Both sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number one comedian Kathy Griffin says that Trump is going to pick off comedians one by one if he gets reelected. But wasn't she the one that held up a fake Trump head and wrecked her own career doing it? Kathy looks like she just crawled out of her own casket to get her 5 minutes of relevancy again. Maybe she should move to Canada like she swore she would the last time he was elected. Trump won't do anything to her because he knows that just being her is punishment enough. Moving on, a woman's sex drive is determined by the attractiveness of the man. Yes, absolutely. That's why they're sleeping with the same 5% of men out there. Either that or how many zeros he's got in his bank account until the wedding. Let's face it, women's minds are warped by Chad. Most will marry some simp who was their last option and then deny him sex because he isn't a Tyrannosaurus. Number three, here's the evolution of Dave Bautista. Was it cocaine, a Zempic, a vegan diet, maybe cancer, adverse jab reaction, or a combination of all those things? I still think he's going transgender with those pearls and woman jacket. All that's missing is a purse with a little dog in it too. You either live long enough in Hollyweird to die as a hero, or you live long enough to get peer pressured into cutting your own schwing schwang off. Up next, this guy says he's finally replaced his PC. Another guy asks, so you're going to play new games? He says he's just going to play the old games much faster. That's one way to fight back against the woke video game industry, by playing the old games that were made before people started actively hunting for things to be offended by. This guy is such an intense gamer that even his hair has veins growing in it. It's all good, but can that PC play Crysis? Number 5, growing up we were told that children must always wear a seatbelt. Except, of course, when you put 50 kids into one vehicle. Was that because in a car accident the bus always wins? My favorite part was driving on the Gardiner Expressway in Toronto over that really big hump as a kid in a school bus, and we all went airborne. I think that school buses hadn't been upgraded up until that point, while personal vehicles got seatbelts for everyone first. Moving on, this man goes viral for the list of bills he needs paid by any woman who dates him. His bills and him are a package deal. Drizzle, drizzle. He's right because us kings deserve better. What is this guy's real name, though? I hardly believe it's Barry White. He expects women to pay for his weekly haircut because that line has got to look crisp. The funniest part is that some women are taking this sort of thing from men seriously and fighting it. Number 7, why is this 42-year-old childless cat lady against 4 more years of Harris? Because she's protecting your cat from Haitians. And what a gorgeous cat that is. She was once gorgeous before she hit the wall. Now Adrian Curry here looks unrecognizable. It's so sad that she's trying to remain relevant as her looks fade like an image on a cathode ray television. Up next, this couple slept together and the guy says it was good. She says she changed her mind and it means that he raped her. That's why many men have video surveillance in their bedrooms to refute false rape charges. Alas, unfortunately, those aren't admissible as evidence, and if you show anyone the proof, you will be arrested for making an unlicensed porn film. And women are increasingly wondering why men are avoiding them entirely. It's mostly drunk women that change their minds, because it was only the alcohol that made them say yes. Number 9, here's another single mom looking for a stepdad for her kids. He must make 6 figures, can't be a single father himself, must have a six-pack, and must provide twice as much for the kids as the father does. This has to be fake, though. Please tell me it's fake, because the level of delusion has to be satire. Most importantly, you have to find her super attractive, and here's a picture of her. I'm glad I'm off the hook because I'm only 5'9". Moving on, this woman is an aerosexual. She was in a relationship with an airplane for 9 years, and says she finally broke up with it, but that they're still friends. Hopefully it's not a Boeing because then she'll be in for a world of heartbreak. I also heard that the reason she broke up with it was because the cockpit cheated on her. But she should try it for great because airplanes after all can't give consent. This is just the thinly veiled ad and a cry for attention, though. Number 11, one of these has to go, along with all of their movies. I say Seth Rogen because he's not even funny. He's just obnoxious. He has bad hair and no range and plays the same character in every film. The only good film he was in was Donnie Darko, and it was his first one. I guess some people peak out fast. I'd be sad to see that one go. How about every film all four of them have made after 2010 get deleted? Except for Sonic the Hedgehog, of course. That can stay. Up next, this UK teen wanted to be male and had her chesticles removed and took testosterone. Now age 34, she says the doctor should have challenged her decision. Why doesn't she, I mean he, be a man and take accountability for the decisions to change their gender? I suspect there'll be tons of lawsuits like this against doctors trying to cash in on the transgender craze. As for this woman, she needs to grow some balls and accept the consequences of her actions. Metaphorically speaking, of course. Number 13, it's official that Taylor Swift, a woman who made her career singing about her bad choices, makes another bad choice, which is to endorse Kamala Harris. Also, let's be clear about something, that her last endorsement was Biden, and look how well that turned out. I'm so sick and tired of her, and I think that there are many others because I saw her popularity fall when she endorsed Kamala. Moving on, this is how the libtards imagined modern communism would be. Being forced to write poetry when what they really want to do is work in the coal mines. Obviously, it's supposed to be a joke and they don't want to work in the coal mines either. But they only pretend to want to write poetry, and if they were forced to do so, they would go absolutely crazy. But I still prefer this version of the meme with the upset soyjack. Number 15, Andrew and Tristan Tate are in court, and someone says we should pray for them. Nah, I think I'll pray for the 61 victims instead. Or pray for the children that they leave behind when they spend life in prison. They won't know their fathers, and will probably grow up to be criminals and sluts as a result. You know the saying, God helps those who help themselves. In their case, they hurt themselves through their own snitching, thinking that they were above the law. Up next, 2004 is the year of the slop flop, and it's drawing to a close. The problem with the woke is they can't continue to force cultural Marxism down our throats in a capitalist system forever, because eventually they'll either have to make a profit or go bankrupt. I don't know half of these IPs, and I don't find any of the ones I do know appealing, including Doctor Who, The Acolyte, and Borderlands. Number 17, is this how women see men these days? Correction, this is probably how most women see Western men, especially those in foreign countries trying to catch a passport bro to call their own. If you must date a woman, if you keep it like this, then you and her will be happier in general. Remember, don't move in with her and keep her at an emotional and financial distance if you can. Moving on, Mary tells men that there's no problem stealing a good woman from a careless man. But who is she kidding? There are no good women, unless they have low standards. What she really means is that if you're a man, women that are taken, if you're better than her current man, you present a great monkey branching opportunity to her. So you see, it's never about what a man can get, but only about the woman. Besides, a so-called good woman would be too faithful to be stolen in the first place. Again, there are no good women. Number 19, you've heard of cats and dogs, but now the Haitians are eating the Canada geese, so they can't be all that bad. Maybe it's time to start getting armed so that not only do you protect your cats and dogs or waterfowl, but you also brace yourself because once they eat those, they might try and eat you too. Apparently, the immigrants in the UK and Ireland are also doing the same thing. When you import the third world, you get the third world. Up next is professor saying that PDF files should be called minor attracted people agrees to resign from her job. Now she's claiming she's being attacked because she's Jewish, so it must be anti-Semitism. But forget about using that as an excuse. Being a PDF file is disgusting and illegal. Unfortunately, the quoted text above about her being Jewish does not appear in the actual article. But fortunately, the part about her being fired does. Number 21 is a man, when you tell people you were harassed by women, they tell you that you don't matter and to man up. But when a woman says that she was harassed by a man, they say men are pigs, and that the women coming forward is so brave. Women are holy and sacred because we live in a matriarchy that projects onto men that we are actually in a patriarchy. These days, the only men that are relevant and have their concerns addressed identify and dress like women. I've been groped by at least half a dozen women without my permission in life, and I've never groped a woman without permission. They feel free to sexually harass us. Moving on, this has to be the mangina of the year. His son was ended by a black man, but he wishes that his son had been killed by a white dude. He can't sleep at night because of this. Not because his son is gone, but because the person that ended him isn't white. He wishes that a blonde-haired, blue-eyed German-American had ended him instead. These days, the criminals are the victims, and the victims are the criminals. I bet you anything this dude would be jumping for joy if a white drunk driver ended his son. Number 23, this woman divorces herself after a year of marriage, citing an unsustainable relationship despite couples' therapy efforts. Never mind the divorce from herself. Does she have voices inside of her head? My only other question is, does she have a lonely fans page that she promotes with this story? And besides therapy, it looks like she needs a nice padded cell to call her home. Up next is an oldie but a goodie. This trans woman in Canada sued salon workers for refusing to wax her wedding tackle, i.e. twig and berries. John says, dude, just shave your testicles like a normal chick. Can you even wax... Can you even wax balls safely, though? I can't imagine, nor do I actually want to imagine. She could have just used laser hair removal, but it wasn't about that. It was about the attention bringing the story to the press, and that was that. Also, wax your balls is a statement that none of us thought we would ever be hearing 15 to 20 years ago. Number 25 and the last one, this woman was arrested after she went on a Tinder date, gave oral and then tied him up and duct taped him and slashed him with a blade before ordering DoorDash. I can't believe she was hungry after all of that. His schwing schwang must not have been all that satisfying. I'm sure that there are guys out there saying, Mom and Dad, I've met the one, while thinking to themselves, I can fix her. My only question is, did she order DoorDash for him too? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.